All right, keep going. Father, cry about Abba Father. The Spirit itself, I like to say himself, because he's a person. The Spirit himself, what? Bears witness with our spirit that we are who? Children of God. Who? See, when you don't know what to do, but you know you have a father that knows what to do. And so he bears witness to you. You're God's child. He's going to take care of you. You may not see your way out of that while you're in it at that moment, but I'm going to walk with him step by step. Faith from one step by after another. Step of faith by faith. I'm going to walk through it. And sometimes you get afflicted. Paul did this. You can read the life of Paul. You read the life of Peter and those other writers of the New Testament, as well as the Old. You out on the sea, and you've been battered with a storm for 14 days, hadn't eaten a thing. What are you going to do? Some guy ready to faint and give up. Paul said, take some food, because everything's going to be all right. Whew. How did he get to that place? He had the wisdom of God. And then he went on to say, he said, an angel stood by me this night, and he told me no life will be lost. Now, none of those highfalutin guys running that ship had told those guys that. Paul was a prisoner. And listen, what a prisoner telling the... Are you listening? By that time, they said first, they wouldn't even listen to Paul. Paul told them not to loose from that place. He told them, it's going to be trouble on this. Y'all better stay here. No, they wouldn't listen. But boy, by that time, they were ready to listen to that prison. Huh? They were ready to listen to him. And they did. And nobody died. 275, something like that. I don't know, 265, 75, something like that. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What does he? That everything is all right. I know I have a father. I know I belongs to God. I may not know everything else, but I know I have a father. I know he'll take care of me. He said from the beginning, because I am love. John said God is love, 1 John 4, I believe 4 and 7. You may check me on that. But 1 John 4 said God is love. Amen. Now watch this. God is love. So why did he bring us into his kingdom? I'm getting there. Why did he bring us into his kingdom? Why did he join us to himself? Well, from the very beginning, he created man for all. You ever notice, if you go back to Genesis before Adam turned out to be a traitor, a soulless out, he just messed up. That's what he did. He just disobeyed. You ever notice, if you just really look at it, that before Adam committed that act of high treason, there was not an evil thing in earth. It started after Adam sinned. And then God get accused of bringing all this evil. People said, trying to teach us. Looked like he was doing a pretty good job before this evil showed up. He's doing a good job. Now watch this. How can a man never seen a cow? And God said, what's that? That's a cow. Look like he's doing a pretty good job. Adam never seen a ship. What said Adam? That's a ship. What said Adam? He looked up. That's the moon. That's the star. Look, he's done a pretty good job with it. You know how he did it? He put himself in Adam. Now, y'all got to hear this. He put himself in Adam. And Adam was able to operate like Ephesians 1 and 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is what Paul is praying, this is what the Spirit of God is praying for you, that the God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you may know things like he knows. That's what happened. When God created, and we, listen to this statement here. We've been restored, but we don't know it. We play with the wrong stuff. We get involved with the wrong stuff, trying to make our life. God never told you to try to fix your life. He had a life for when you got here. He's already, before you showed up, Jesus is our life. And then we heard the word church, and somewhere in this Western world, we made some terrible mistake. We replaced Christianity, believers, being believers, with religion, rituals, philosophy of men and theories. I'm going to try this. I think that, no, God didn't ever tell you to try anything. He told you to be a believer. I said it, you believe it and do it. If you be willing and obedient, I'll go back again. Hello? If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Why? Because I got the good. Satan brought that evil in here, and God is telling you and me in this hour, I'll show you how to avoid it, how to stay out of it, and walk in the blessing with the wisdom of God, that you prosper. See, nothing wrong with you having money. Nothing wrong with you having those things. But Satan came to contaminate, twist. The truth is the truth, and Satan came and twisted. And drew their attention to himself. And if you follow him, that's what you're doing. You always want the attention to yourself. All the glory belongs to the Lord. All the glory belongs to God. All the glory belongs to God. But see, you want some. You want somebody to be recognizing you. But when you understand, if it wasn't for him, I couldn't be here. Hallelujah. I want to show you how strong this is. No, I got it right here. So, man. And see, the Spirit of God wants to lead you in this, but if you won't be led, how is he going to lead you when you want to do your own thing? You're going to do like the world. That's why you can't follow the world. Young men, old men, all in between. You can't act like the world. Men start out, man, I'm gonna be one of the best pimps in town. And next thing you know, he's pimped out because somebody done took him out. Had this wonderful life, how I'm gonna have all my girls and all my stuff and all the stuff. And next thing you know, somebody done took him out. What happened? So you can't do that. You're not able to. You can't. But if you get the wisdom of God, hallelujah, you'll follow God's plan for your life. Now watch this. What is the kingdom of God?